Hello.
Hello, yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. I can speak with Jose Arzu, please.
But this is Jose Arzu.
Excuse me?
Hello. Yeah, this is Jose.
Okay, all right, Jose. Let me start this survey. Okay, and to start, how many years have you worked as a masonry industry?
Okay,
2019. So it'll be 4 years. Okay, we'll put 3 to 10. Okay, 4 years, right? All right, sir, and what is your primary branch of trade? Would that be a stonemason, a tile setter, refractory bricklayer, plasterer, bricklayer?
Tile finisher.
Okay, so be a tile, so mechanic finisher, right?
Yeah, tile finisher, yeah.
Okay, and on the job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper or improver?
Finisher,
okay. Right, sir, and then yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Who is this? I want to know who is this for.
Okay, sir, we're calling, we're doing an opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayer and Allied Craft Workers.
Oh, okay, what's your name?
Tony.
Tony. Tony,
yes,
what's your last name?
Okay,
what's
Hernandez.
Tony Hernandez.
Yes, sir.
And how you got my number?
Well, like I say, you know, we're doing we're working for the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. So they got these numbers, I guess, from you know, from the union. Besides that, they don't give us any other information. You know, that way we don't interfere with your answers for the survey. You know. All right, sir, and yes or no, are you currently working at, you know, that trade?
Yes, yeah, I'm working, yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, now approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, you know, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, or if any?
And I'll be off, you know, it'll take me like 2 months. You know, 2 months, 1 month and a half, depends. Depends how much, you know, it depends.
Okay,
if
it's about,
busy,
you know.
If the union is busy, like, they got a lot of work, they don't take me that long to go back to work, you know. Sometimes it takes,
okay,
like 2 weeks, sometimes it takes, you know,
okay,
1 week. It depends.
So be maybe 1 to 4 weeks in a year?
More, yeah, I think more, yeah.
Okay, because I have 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks. That's, you know, between in a month, you know, in 12 months, a period.
Yeah. This year, you know, I was off, you know, almost three, four months.
Almost 4 months. So it'll be maybe 13 to 20 weeks, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that one. All right, sir, and yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year, yes or no?
No.
Okay.
When I don't have a job, you know, I sell t-shirts, you know. And I make t-shirts, so, you know, that's what I'll be doing, selling t-shirts.
Oh,
like
okay,
that.
But you don't do
mm-hmm.
you don't do anything familiar with the construction, right?
No.
Okay, and yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. In thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get this the sense that, you know, there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
No.
Be the same, fewer, or more?
I think more.
More, okay. More construction projects, all right.
Yeah, more construction,
right, and do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as they were this time last year?
No, I don't see too much construction for a union. I don't see no union. I see a lot of more union projects.
Okay, so be more union projects or same number this time
last year? I see more no union projects. And it's, you know,
okay.
I see more construction, no union projects.
Okay. All right, sir. And yes or no, do you get this sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work, you know, on the union projects in your community? Would you say yes or no?
Did you say that every day? Okay.
Is that yes or no? Do you get the sense, you know, that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Okay, not enough workers, right? Okay,
no,
sir.
No,
and
no.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs, you know, on which you have worked in the past 12 months, was there a store appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay, no store, right?
No.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
What did you say? I don't know. When you talk, you know, it's breaking out, so. Can you say it again? Because I don't know. Sometimes it's breaking out.
Okay.
Have you ever?
No problem, sir. Have you ever been appointed as a steward by the union?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. In thinking about the last job, you know, on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, sir, and thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I see more unemployment now. That's what I see. There's a lot of people that are unemployed right now. The unemployment there is a lot.
Okay. Okay, now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I hope it gets better. I hope it gets better.
Okay, get better. Right. All right, sir. Switching gears a bit, thinking about, you know, your work and on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards, you know, are you most concerned about on the job? Would that be dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools?
What is that?